Hello there, and welcome to FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 164. I am FlameFlash on this October 18th, Friday evening, and I'm actually joined by a lurker over here of Nail Fury. I'm not sure if he'll want to say anything or not.
Hello there.
Okay. And we're just going to launch in like usual. As a reminder, my words are my own, but with the legal disclaimer out of the way, last weekend was quite the nice gaming weekend, if I recall correctly, because we were running Nail Fury's laptop through the paces, Fortnite, Overwatch, Minecraft, World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
We did it all. And then sprinkled in, personally, D&D with some Civ. So we did it.
Heck yeah.
Your new gaming computer running nice and smoothly, right?
Yep.
So, and then we snuck in some time walking, too. You're now up to four?
I think so.
Four characters at max, and then I have the fifth on our shared account, so that's put us at the maximum, I think, bonus of 25%.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, what's really cool is what's coming up in WoW specifically with the anniversary event on the 22nd. With that patch is a 55% XP boost.
Ooh.
Plus the classic time walking. So we should be able to push quite a few characters straight up to 80, no problem.
That'll be awesome, especially since they're planning to make the level 10 and above.
For classic, yes, exactly. So any and all characters will just be able to go whoop all the way up.
Yeah.
This weekend, we're probably going to try to do a little more questing, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then D&D was actually canceled this weekend because I guess there is some kind of a Comic-Con happening off on the East Coast. I didn't know about it. But your aunt and uncle that I'm usually D&Ding with on Sundays, well, they're going to that. So no D&D for me this weekend. I know there's a game or two coming up that we're going to be doing in person, continuing both our Witchlight and our Tyranny of Dragons sets.
Yes.
Because the one fellow, his birthday is actually today, and that's what he wants to do, is get the gang back together for D&D for his birthday celebration. So that's going to come. It's either this weekend and tomorrow, or it's next weekend and Saturday. So we'll have to talk to your brother about that.
I think I saw a Facebook reminder thing that said his birthday is tomorrow, but I'd have to double check.
Oh, no, it's today. His birthday is today. But when we get the gang all together to actually celebrate and do the D&D session that he's wanting to continue, that's up in the air as to exactly which weekend.
Gotcha.
And then you've been managing to get some, because, you know, you're a youngling with no full-time job or obligations, some Overwatch in, some more Fortnite in. Have you been playing anything else recently?
World of Warcraft, of course.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Running that new computer through its paces and having WoW on max settings, right?
Heck yeah.
And that's the computer previously that we've mentioned quite proudly that you bought with your own money after your summer job. And now we're waiting for you to just get scheduled for more so you can get a bigger paycheck than today's $15.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to wait and see. Once your schedule settles back down, I think it'll be easier to get back in there.
Agreed.
So, to massive hard pivot, which I do all the time, jumping from gaming to like current events and politics, Trump's at it again.
Oh?
Well, did you hear any of the news regarding Stormy Daniels?
I have not.
Okay, so Stormy Daniels was a adult film star that Trump had an affair with and tried to pay off to keep quiet back in 2016. The 34 felonies that Trump was charged with have to do with the fraud that he perpetuated due to trying to pay her off and keep her quiet. So he's trying to get Stormy to sign yet another non-disclosure agreement and just otherwise legally bully her. So we have the same cyclical situation as 2016 where he's just trying to keep her quiet.
Wow.
Which is exactly why he has those felonies in the first place, which he's due for sentencing sometime after the election in November. And I'm pretty sure that the judge pushed the sentencing that far back because Biden himself even said when Trump was found guilty, let's let the American people decide. So that's why Trump is fighting as hard as he's fighting to win the election. He has a literal personal freedom stake in the matter.
Yeah, makes sense.
Now, we haven't even addressed what's going to happen if he is elected, because there are so many countries in the world that refuse to allow entry to U.S. felons, typically. They deny passports to these individuals. So Trump being a convicted felon, we're in uncharted legal waters, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens if he happens to be elected. Heaven forbid he is, but if he is, it's just going to be a heck of an international legal mess.
Especially with the presidents no longer being able to get arrested.
The legal immunity that the Supreme Court did, exactly.
Yeah, like what's the impeach thing even supposed to be for now?
Oh, the impeachment?
Impeachment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with impeachment, which he also has a record-breaking number of impeachments.
Oh, wow.
The Senate never convicted. So we have the House, the balance of power is the House votes to impeach, and then the Senate, it needs to actually convict the president of those high crimes and misdemeanors. And we've never had a president successfully go through the entire impeachment process. We've had some others impeached, but they've never been removed from office, which is what the Senate trial impeachment portion has.
Wow.
Now, constitutionally, if they had been successful in 2020 to do that, suddenly Trump would have been ineligible to run.
Oh.
But all the Senate Republicans knew that, and so they put their morals aside and said, oh, well, we're going to not vote, and we're going to vote only on party lines and let him have another chance.
Of course.
Yep. Now, aside from politics, hard pivot again. A little real funny Mac user warning out there. So the last update to Mac, because now we're in Sequoia. So the previous update to Mac was Sonoma. And Apple loves to name them after either national parks or regions in California or animals. They had a phase of naming them after lions, tigers, and snow leopards, etc. But hackers are now saying, okay, with all of these items in place in Sonoma to prevent people from installing viruses, we have to go about this differently. So they are now attempting to use social engineering for the hack. You know, the old school, click this link, do this thing, make the user do that one last step that ruins the computer.
Of course.
So in this case, it's run this text file in Apple Terminal, which would get around all of the Apple protections because Apple assumes, oh, you're running a text file on Terminal. You know what you're doing. I'll just let you do it. No, they don't know what they're doing at all. At all. No. We have so many users that I have seen come in protected from the Apple security features of, oh, you're trying to run Software X. Software X did not come from the App Store, and we don't know this developer, so we're going to reject your ability to run Software X. And they have no idea how to run it, even though it's a legitimate program that they need to use for their job. So we go in and we help them find the right setting. And I'm actually not going to outline how to do that here because I want Apple to continue to protect those people. But that's what Apple's doing. So you have to go deep into the settings to actually say, yes, Apple, I know what I'm doing. Run this application anyway. And those savvy, the savvy individuals will do that, while the non-savvy individuals, they're just stuck. They'll call me. And that's to protect people. Now, there's all sorts of other nonsense. I'm sure you've seen how various browsers ask permission. Hey, can I show you notifications for this page?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And the common practice is say no.
Yeah.
Almost always. Now, if you really want, like, you're in Gmail, the legitimate sources, Gmail, Facebook. Well, Twitter's no longer really legitimate anymore. Elon Musk, the now owner of Twitter, said, I'm going to be so petty because my children have blocked me. I'm going to remove the ability of anybody to block anybody.
Wow.
Just so I can now see my kids' posts and what they're saying about me. Because my understanding is that one of Elon's kids is a trans individual. And Elon was not supportive of the transition. So they're not very close, naturally.
Yeah.
But that child is still on the Twitter, formerly Twitter platform. It's the one time that it's appropriate to dead name something because Elon forcibly changed the name from Twitter to X.
Yeah.
Everybody's still used to it being Twitter. So it's the one time that it's appropriate to dead name something because the jerk on top forced the change.
Yeah.
Nobody else wanted it, including, you know, the original founders of Twitter. So it's okay to dead name this guy or this entity, you know, ethically.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's another piece of it. Elon still calls his child by their dead name, for example, just completely unsupportive.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So naturally, a child in that position would block the toxic parent, correct?
Yeah.
You're familiar with that.
Oh.
Sadly. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So there we are. But that was a hard pivot. Going back to Mac, it's just that text file. And they present it in such a friendly way of just, oh, yeah, drag this text file over to a little shortcut of Terminal that we've also provided for you, and then your computer blows up.
Oof.
Yep. And on a previous episode, we actually went into me harassing a would-be social engineering hacker because it was a website that if you mistype a URL, this is why it's always important to use bookmarks. So if you mistype a URL, hackers can register these misspellings like Facebook or Google, you know, leaving out an O or other little subtle mistypings of a URL. And then they'll redirect you to a social engineering page that displays this big old warning that says, your computer is infected. Please call this phone number, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The entire goal is for you to convince a user to call the phone number, when in reality, you can just hit and hold escape, and then that will make the error shrink back down into a regular browser window, and then you can close the browser window.
Nice.
But the computer non-savvy don't know that, so they just trustingly call that phone number. And then they're in trouble, because the individual on the other end, usually with a very thick foreign accent, English is definitely not their native language, goes in and quote-unquote helps the poor soul, and they ruin their computer, or they steal their files, or they talk them into how to install ransomware, so then now their computer is encrypted and they can't use their computer until they pay out. Stuff like that.
Yikes.
Yeah. So just another little cybersecurity hint here at the end of the episode, I guess. But otherwise, it's neck and neck. It is neck and neck on the election. And like I said, I pivot pretty hard and regularly, because that's just how my mind works. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, makes sense. I usually do that too.
Exactly. That's why you're keeping up. That's why, you know, the apple does not fall far from the tree. And this time we're talking about the fruit, not the computer. Don't drop Apple computers from trees, folks. But we'll leave it at that. I think, because I already distracted myself with that dad joke, so I don't know where I was going to go next. So thank you for joining me, bud.
Yep.
Neil Fury here on episode 164 of the FlameFlash.net podcast on this October the 18th. We should head out and figure out what we're going to do for dinner, shouldn't we?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Signing off.